Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Kathy Wine. Because River Action funds projects to build the health of the Mississippi River, we investigate and often replicate what other cities are doing. A recent look at the Great Lakes cities of Buffalo, New York, Gary, Indiana, and Cleveland, Ohio, and what they are doing with derelict parcels to sponge up stormwater looks to be replicable for our cities. To handle runoff, planners in many Great Lakes cities, rather than trying to find funding for building massive pipes, have started to think differently about the problem. Solutions that don't involve tens or hundreds of millions of dollars are out there, and one idea, to use vacant lots to capture stormwater, resonated with public works directors. The first thing needed was to identify the best stormwater capture locations in Buffalo, Gary, and Cleveland, based on the hydrological networks in the three cities. Then, a plan was created to monitor three pilot rain gardens on vacant lots in each city. Once identified, they created a strategy for outreach in each community. In Buffalo, that project was called Vacant to Vibrant. Rain gardens were designed with three control sites to monitor the projects. Another benefit in working with vacant lots is the social justice potential in focusing on neighborhoods in decline. Designers zeroed in on these residential parcels. The team looked at census data and evaluated neighborhood attributes, topography, and land ownership. They identified nearby impervious surfaces from which stormwater could be diverted into the rain gardens. They also looked for willing owners and neighborhoods that were on the brink, yet still at least 60% occupied. By doing so, they addressed vacant lots and turned them back into neighborhood assets. In the 5 years since it started, Buffalo has installed approximately 22 acres of rain gardens, or 221 vacant lots, in partnership with the Sewer Authority, and built a native plant nursery on another vacant lot. Rain barrels and green roofs on housing also were installed. As I drive through neighborhoods these days, I have begun looking for vacant lots, and visualizing them as vibrant is very much easier for me to do. This is a project we could do here.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.